Energy Jeb for former Florida Governor Jeb Bush.
All right. So last week, the Sacramento Metro Chamber took a trip to Washington, D.C. to see what our capital can learn about capitals from across the country. We're talking about things like business, innovation, a lot more than that. Peter Titishi is the CEO with the Sacramento Metro Chamber, joining us here this morning. Thank you very much, Peter.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
All right. So cap-to-cap trip is always a big deal for Sacramento. You took a trip back to Washington. Talk to us a little bit about what was discussed there and what you hope to get out of it.
Absolutely. So it is one of our premier programs for the entire region. It's a great program because we bring nearly 350 local delegates from business leaders, elected leaders, civic leaders, and community leaders to go back to D.C. and advocate with one voice for our region. So instead of having city versus city or county versus county, we actually have one region advocating with our members of Congress, with the administration to say, hey, this is what Sacramento needs. And so it's very effective. We had 11 policy teams that ranged from air quality to workforce and education. And like I said, just nearly 350 delegates out there with over 220 meetings that we did on the Hill in 2.5 days last week.
Oh, geez. That's a lot of meetings. So you go back to D.C., you sit down with these bigwigs, you ask them what you want. And we know, like, for instance, last year, you were big on infrastructure for more places to store water and flood control. You leave D.C. and you come back here. When do you see the ball get into motion? How often does what you ask for actually come to fruition?
Well, and that's a great question, because it is saying, what's our return on our investment for going back there? And then the truth is, we get a lot of return. Not just the relationships that we forged back there, but in actual results in tangible dollars. So in this year's presidential budget, we were able to see $80 million reserved for flood control here in our Sacramento region. We were able to see confirmation of conversations that were necessary to help push the state even on looking at Sites Reservoir and other projects that we need to see from a water capacity component. So we're seeing the fruits of our labor every day when we're back here in this region.
How influential is the Sacramento delegation? I mean, it's coming from California. You would think that that's going to carry some clout coming from the capital city. What's it like, really?
In truth, our program is so strong. It's 46 years. This was our 46th program. It is so strong that when we call back for meetings, folks in D.C., these are lifelong staffers, they know immediately what cap-to-cap stands for. They know it's the Sacramento delegation. They know that it's invested community leaders. These are people who are prepared. They're not just coming in to have another meeting, if you will, as many folks in D.C. have. They know that they're coming in with people who are engaged and are ready for a conversation and want to see results. So we know that this program is working back there. We see the results every year. And again, the fact that we take the time to be one unified message for 6 counties and 22 cities is extremely important.
We're talking with Peter Titishi from the Sacramento Metro Chamber. So one thing that you think is the most important, if you could get one thing for Sacramento out of this meeting, what I know there's a lot, but what would you say is at the top of that list?
Top of our list right now, when we look at kind of everything that we're going, if we could pick one thing that we could actually push forward, it would be in the field of infrastructure again, but we're looking at more continuation of flood control, and on the infrastructure also on things like streetcar, because we know there is streetcar funding, and we want to see that kind of infrastructure here in our region for transportation and flood control and even water storage.
So talk to us, too, very briefly, we're just short on time here, but what about the governor's bullet train project? With this much discussion at the federal level?
Really not a lot of discussion at the federal level on this. I mean, there are some members of our delegation who are adamantly opposed and who absolutely support on that. And because they're divided back in D.C. on this issue, we tend to focus on the things that are focusing on our region. And right now, the bullet train we know may have a spur that comes to Sacramento, but we're not at that point. So we know it's more important to fight for the things that are that we can actually have an impact on here this year and even next year.
Yeah.
All right, Peter Titishi with 220 meetings. Wow, I don't envy you. With the Sacramento Metro Chamber, thanks for joining us this morning.
It is 6:46 here now at News Radio KFBK all morning long.